Hello, everyone. After some needed rest and TLC, we are back. Last week, we passed the mic to our friends over at the Black People Love Paramore podcast. And this week, we're back on the mic.
We're checking in with each other and with y'all, our magical listeners.
Well, we've been seeing a lot and relaxing a lot, and we've got some thoughts on everything that we want to share.
From WBEZ Chicago, this is When Magic Happens. I'm Taylor Coward, here with Jennifer Shea Lovelong and Cheryl Jackson.
We're giving it to y'all raw as uncooked chicken, so don't be trying to cancel us, y'all.
All that and more coming up.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025.
Welcome back. Okay, I feel like we need to talk about all the things we did this summer.
Yes.
I will begin.
Okay, go.
I was blessed to see Beyonce this summer.
Yeah.
Let's get into our Renaissance summer.
Okay.
Jennifer, how was your Renaissance summer?
It was amazing. I saw Beyonce too.
How was it?
Oh. You know what? I will tell you something. It was so perfect down to her eyelashes. Fingernails. I mean, the way her hair was blowing in the wind, like, even that was perfect. Like, it was just
that
it was
is
an incredible
I,
night.
I agree. Like, I don't know anyone who, I just kept turning to my cousin. I was saying, this is so worth the money.
Yes,
and more.
Every like, penny.
I think she, like, acknowledges how people pay and people save up. And
Yes. She
really provides more than what you expect.
Yeah.
Like, you don't feel like you wasted anything. You want to go back again. Like, I'm having withdrawal, like, from the show. And it just was such a good feeling and such a good energy. I saw her at Soldier Field here.
Okay.
And I don't know. I just, there aren't many performers like her.
Yes.
And to dance and sing on a live hot mic
for
3 hours. Like, it was just amazing.
Where did you see her?
Well, I saw her in Atlanta at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And
okay.
I scored 2 extra tickets. So I was able to take my daughter and her friend.
Aww.
And let me tell you, it was just, like, so special to see their excitement.
Mm-hmm.
But it was exciting to watch them watch Blue Ivy when she came out,
Yes. You
know, and to see the two of them performing together.
Yes.
And but you know what? Okay, I'm gonna say this. I can't say that I have been a longtime Beyonce fan,
mm-hmm.
right? Like Lemonade and this album are probably my most favorite,
mm-hmm.
right? But this one was just like freedom,
everything,
you know,
yeah.
everything. Like even the energy at the show, people were just, you know, dancing freely, dressed freely.
Mm-hmm.
They were expressing themselves in a really sort of special way, and it was memorable.
I agree. And I love anything where we get to dress up.
Yeah.
And
what'd you wear?
I went full Texas cowboy hat.
Mm-hmm.
I had on like a bejeweled top, jeans, a humble clog because Soldier Field is a lot of walking.
Yeah.
And it was just so fun to see everybody like glitzy,
yes.
disco ball-y. And supporting each other and telling each other our outfits were cute.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a fun-loving environment.
Yeah.
And I love that that's happening right now for so many people. Like, people have so much going on in their lives to go and just, like, throw everything down, sing a song that they like, and just, like, have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely what the Renaissance concert was for me. The best vibes. Cheryl,
mm-hmm.
are you gonna go?
I'm supposed to be seeing her in Vegas next weekend, but I don't think I can go. I have yet to break the news to my diva crew.
I hope this comes out after.
Right. I know. I better get on the horn now and let them know. Talk about break my soul. I am just so disappointed. My niece has been a Beyonce fan since always. She is 26, just turned 26. She turned 26 on the day she went to the concert, the Beyonce concert. And she just told me yesterday that she's headed to St. Louis by herself to see Beyonce again in concert.
So this will be her second go round.
It'll be her second go round. Nice. And I have seen Beyonce twice. And, you know, to not this for Renaissance, but just I was on the Miss Carter tour. Mm-hmm. And then the one before Mrs. Carter tour. And maybe it was On the Run or something. But anyway, I am in denial about facts. I cannot go see.
Now, what's stopping you?
A little thing called On the Campaign Trail with my sister.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, that will. How's that going?
Girl, you know, watching her, the stress of it, the intensity of it, the sexism from every pocket, you know, the media, the powers that be, the political infrastructure. So I have to be here for her. Mm-hmm. And because talk about taking a hit to your mental health and wellness, that it's really hard. And it's particularly hard for women candidates. So I'm choosing between Beyonce and my sister. So I'm going with sister.
Choose your sister.
You know what? Still blast the album cover to cover. Have a good time. And as I say that, I feel like I have to also mention that the world just lost someone, a queer man in Brooklyn, New York, for enjoying the Renaissance album. O'Shea Sibley was killed for dancing and having a good time in the parking lot over Renaissance, a thing that I did myself on my way there. I'm blasting it. I'm in the car. I'm having a good time with my cousins. And not everyone can do that. Mm-hmm. And it seems like something we all should do and all be able to do in this country. Mm-hmm. But we have to acknowledge that we can't. Yeah. Queer people can't. They can't freely and safely always live out loud across the country. And I think of the time that I had, and then I think of this murder that happened after, and it just is like, I feel like we have to acknowledge it in the conversation of going, because that's all O'Shea was trying to do, was have a good time, turn up to Beyonce. So just wanted to highlight that, and like how we have to embrace these moments and like think of the power of that album, the people that inspired that album, the queer people, the Black people, and just acknowledge that as we relish and enjoy the music, because it's all a part of it. And it breaks my heart. Yeah.
That was tragic. It was sad. You know, he was voguing to Renaissance. And it's a reminder how, you know, we're living in divisive times. Mm-hmm. You know, what was that country song that came out? Try That in a Small Town.
In a Small Town.
Yes. Yeah, that's another one that generated a lot of drama. But then we had the response to that song. It was called Montgomery Brawl, the Montgomery, Alabama Brawl. And the memes were, now try that in a small town. So you guys are up on that, right? It's a lot going on in this country. A lot going on in this country.
You know, during my summer, too, I went to Toronto. Mm. And, you know, the one thing that resonated with me about being there was how peaceful it is. And what I mean by that is just like the culture of that city. It's like people, you know, it is so diverse. You know, there are people from everywhere, all countries, all backgrounds. And it's almost like they're in agreement that we're going to operate this way, right? And so certainly, you know, I'm sure there are things that happen, mm-hmm. you know, as they happen anywhere. But the one sort of overriding feeling that I had there was just peace. And then also just seeing, you know, I thought about my son, you know, seeing brown boys, they just move differently, yeah. right? They moved like peacefully and confidently, that they were moving, doing the things that they enjoy doing without any sort of tension, yeah. you know? And that was just nice.
Would you live there, do you think?
I absolutely would live there. I want to live there.
Canada. Okay, so I know someone that also just went to Canada.
Yeah.
And she was kind of like in a suburb. And she was like, oh, my gosh. She was like, the sun did not go down.
It doesn't
and
for a while.
She was like, I don't understand. And I was like, I thought that only happened like in Alaska and stuff. She's like, no, like. She called me like 10 o'clock. She was like, the sun is up. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
I'm usually in Paris for around the summer solstice.
Ooh, yeah. It is. Cool.
Right.
Wee.
Just hanging out. You know, it's so bright mm-hmm. and light. It's daylight at 9 o'clock at night, 9:30. And everybody's out. Everybody's outside just, you know, drinking and eating and just so that, you know, it runs clear. I don't have that kind of fabulous life. It was my job to be in Paris around this time of the, around summer solstice. But I wish my life was that fabulous where I could just pop up and Paris.
It can be.
Yes.
Like, you know what? Flight points and
grab a ticket.
You can connect your Delta to your Starbucks. Like, okay. Being outside, drinking, eating, that wants me. I'm curious. Where have we been this summer? What was our favorite trip this summer? Or do you have a favorite trip coming up?
You know, I've been a little down and under. I've been on the campaign trail, so usually I'm flitting here and there and enjoying the summer, taking mm-hmm. summer vacation. So I have decided after this election, I am headed to my favorite resort.
Where?
It's in Cancun.
Mm.
Nobody wants a vacation with me because all I want to do is sleep, put my toes in the sand, and be by the pool calling on pool boy with my tropical cocktails. So that's, I'm looking forward to that in October, November.
Cheryl,
that's what I'm.
Mm-hmm. You don't do resort activities.
No, don't. Look, I saw a meme. This is hilarious. I saw a meme on Instagram. He was like, so why do you take time off to go away to pay to spend your time waiting in lines?
People who travel for activities, please relax. Why would I clock out of my life just to clock in on my vacation? We have to zip line, we have to take the canoe, we have to hula hoop, we have to bungee jump, we have to pond the river, we have to just relax. Why would I be using my time off to be on time?
Why do time off? Okay.
Exactly.
Not me. I looked at my sister and said, like, that's you, but that's definitely not me.
You
I'm not trying
sometimes.
To.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you, Cheryl.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to wait my turn.
How about you, Taylor? Where have you been?
Where have I been? I've been to Texas back and forth. Hot. Yeah. Not for me. I have a trip that I'm excited about. I'm going to Miami at the end of the month.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
And I'm going with some very calm people because I know that on YouTube, there's so many stories about, like, Miami girls' trips going mm-hmm. south and how people's friendships are ruined in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think that's going to happen because mm-hmm. I think we're all have similar goals. We want to do similar things. So I'm really looking forward to it. And it'll be a nice way. It's Labor Day weekend, so it'll be a nice way to close out the summer. I'll wear white, get that out the way.
Okay.
but, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm trying to plan some, like, winter trips somewhere hot so I can get out of the cold.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be nice.
You know, something interesting happened. I was on my run the other day and met someone. It was like it was
Ooh, like a romance met?
Tell us.
Yes. Yes. I was like, is this happening to me? Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Are you
with me? Tell us.
Yeah, tell us.
Just my type, up and down. Like someone just read my mind and said, here you go.
Aww.
So that was the last place I expected to meet someone. I was looking busted, okay? I was like, oh, Jesus, okay? Why can't he just look at my Instagram page and fall in love with that, okay?
Did you tell him to follow your Instagram?
No, I didn't. But he was so, you know, definitive, very clear, like, hey, I think you're beautiful. I think I saw you before a couple of weeks ago when I was cycling by, and I'd love to get to know you. Do you want to have dinner? It was refreshing.
Did you say
so
yes?
Did you go?
Not yet. So here's the part where it started to fall apart.
Okay.
Oh. Explain this to me. Somebody that's really clear, comes on very, very clear, very friendly, very together, brother, amazing career, life, background. He's like, let's have dinner. He tells me the restaurant that he wants to take me to, the whole nine. We exchange numbers while I'm on my run. He texts me. Mm. And then when I get home, he calls. He goes, I'm going to follow up. Say what I mean, what I say. So I'm like, okay, thinking we're going to make a date and, you know, plans for dinner. And he's like, the next day he calls me, hey, let's grab breakfast. What are you doing? So he is semi-retired. And so I was like, but let's make a plan. Okay. All right. Well, when are you free? Wednesday. Okay. All right. Let's do that. I'm going down to the farm. He owns this huge farm. He's an engineer. He flies Boeings.
Cheryl, where's the problem?
The problem is he cannot make a plan.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Don't knock him for that.
I'm waiting for it. He has his big toenails black. I'm waiting on something.
Like, every time he asks, let's have dinner. Great. Yes, let's have dinner. I give him dates. What's your schedule? Then he comes back with, okay, well, I'll text you. Let's pencil in Wednesday. I'll text you. And then it's kind of crickets. You know, Wednesday night late will come around like, hey, I'm at this cool bar. Meet me.
So he sounds like a loose retired guy. He's like, I'm here, I'm there. You could book a reservation for the both of you and be like, I'm going to be here at this time. Be there, be square. And he probably would show up, right?
You're like, I don't know.
You just see a brother makes an effort, okay? I'm just like reading them. You're saying a lot about yourself to me.
I think he's just like, I'm here, come here.
When you call me at 11 o'clock at night saying, meet me at a speakeasy, I'm not that nimble.
Whoa.
Okay?
You know, I think
these are fun.
I think Cheryl's a busy woman managing a campaign,
really
trying to get runs in. And so Cheryl's like, let me pencil you in this date. But this man is not busy, it sounds like.
Sources and Methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025.
Okay, you know I'm a Barbie fan.
Me too. Okay. Let's hear it.
I watched the movie. I loved the movie. I didn't know what to expect.
Me neither.
And so We took Michelle took our daughter, and we took my niece and my two nieces, and one of which is my sister's daughter, and they're 11 and 12. So we're like, we don't know what to expect. And we get in there and I'm watching it, and it's just quirky and brilliant.
And it was an adult movie.
And it was so completely different than what I expected. Very sophisticated, a lot of double entendres, strong women empowerment. The big speech that the main character is giving about how tough it is, the expectations and demands of what it means to be a woman in the society. At the end of this speech, my sister and I were just yelling, "Get it, girl. Say it, sis." I mean, it was just a shot to the soul.
And I didn't know about the whole, spoiler alert, Ken goes to the real world with Barbie and discovers that there's a patriarchy. Mm-hmm. And he's like, why didn't anybody tell me that I could tell women what to do? So I'll leave it there.
Surprise.
It was just incredible to see, like, I don't know, just like, he knew it was wrong, mm-hmm. but he was like, I want it so bad because it's working for these people in the real world.
Right.
And in Barbie Land, they were like, we don't play that. I think it is such a good time. Like, the soundtrack was fun. It mixes so well this, like, doll world and the real world. Mm-hmm. Like, it, there's a part where they're like, when they're trying to get to the real world, they're like driving on a boat through like fake water, and then they're on a motorcycle in like couture pink outfits. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it was so fun and so bright, but it also has this very real dark undertone to it. Mm. And the dark undertone is just our reality. Mm-hmm. And so these Barbies who live in this dream world have to confront, hey, we thought that we fixed the world by being this pro-women, pro-beautiful thing. We didn't know that, A, a lot of people don't like us anymore, and B, we didn't fix the world. Mm. And it was just so real, and it was so enjoyable, and I love that director. The last spoiler I will give is my favorite part of the movie. They trick the Kens by, like, convincing them that they want to hear their music. And so all the Kens are, like, forcing the Barbies to listen to them play guitar. Mm-hmm. And then they all
like
get up. It is so real. And they get up and listen to a different Ken playing. And they're like, Ken, you're so much better than other Ken. And they basically destroy each other out of jealousy. And it is just, like, this funny look at everything in our world. And America Ferrera's speech, people are making like screensavers out of her speech. Mm. And I get it now. And it lets you know the things that you go through, you're not alone in. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. we're all fighting in this system to get ahead. We're all fighting in this system to get jobs and keep our jobs and raise families and have happy families. And she just hit on all that. So go see Barbie. Hashtag not sponsored, but hashtag wanted to be sponsored. Hashtag hashtag go see Barbie and report back. And then maybe we'll have an updated Barbie conversation once it's on HBO Max and people can't accuse us of spoiling. What do we have planned for the coming weeks and months? Are we plotting for the fall already, or are we living for today? What are we doing?
I just want to experience new things all fall. Mm. Like, I'm excited about just experience something different.
I agree.
Because I find, like, each season I get bored. Mm. So I want to switch it up.
Do a new thing.
So I feel like I'm about to enter a period of transformation.
A renaissance, some would say.
So I'm ready to be outside.
Yes.
So I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to mix it up with the hair. I'm going to mix it up with what I'm doing, doing different things. Kind of like you, want to try something different. So what about you, Taylor? What do you got on your agenda?
I agree with both of you. I'm like, I'm ready to be outside. I love the fall. I'm like standing outside of Starbucks, looking through the window, waiting on them to drop the PSL. And I'm just ready to wear sweaters and cardigans. And I'm ready to get more organized. Like, I just ordered a bunch of binders and pens and stickers. Because I think stickers are a good way to motivate yourself. Yeah. You know how you would like.
How do you use stickers?
In school, you know how you raise your hand and you're like, good job. You answered that well. Here's a sticker. I'm going to do that to myself.
Oh,
Like, good job, Taylor. Here's a sticker. There's a lot I want to accomplish. There's a lot I want to do, many places I want to go. So I have to keep myself motivated. And I'm starting with stickers.
Nice.
So, yeah, I agree with everything. We're going to be outside. We're going to be doing new things. And we're going to have stickers.
Love it. Love it.
Got the stickers.
And that's a wrap for our check-in episode. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate us on Apple Podcasts, and tune in every Friday for your dose of When Magic Happens. And follow us on Instagram at When Magic Happens Podcast. Don't miss out on the latest and greatest from your When Magic Happens family. Subscribe to our newsletter, the perfect companion to this podcast, at wbez.org/newsletters. You can find me, Taylor Coward, on Instagram at Taylor Coward Online.
You can find me, Jennifer Shay Love Long, on Instagram at Being Shay Love.
And you can find me, Cheryl Jackson, on socials at Cheryl Jackson. That's Cheryl with an E.
And we want to hear from you, our magical listeners. Our email address is magic@wbez.org.
When Magic Happens is a production of WBEZ Chicago and part of the NPR Podcast Network. Our truly magical producer is Brianna Garrett. Elizabeth Cambridge is our associate producer. Brendan Banaszek is our executive producer. Tracy Brown is chief content officer. Production assistance by Justin Bull. Engineering by Ethan Schwab. See y'all next week.